The Gemara tells us in the Abdal Amad Aleph, in a case where Mei Sabeh Shalchos and Imam Shalkala, once the Shivas and Mishta are Chal, so it is no longer possible for the Avelus to be Chal simultaneously, and therefore first we observe the Shivas Mei Mishta, followed by the Shivas Mei Avelus. Rashi comments just simply that once it's already considered to be Shivas Mei Mishta, so in such a case, Lo Asi Avelus V'chayle, there's no longer a possibility of Avelus being Chal at this time. The question, of course, is, why is that true? And the Rishonim pointed to the Sugya Moed Katan Daf Yadal Mabez, a similar instance, a person who was faced with a contradiction of the mitzvah of Simcha and the Chiyuvei Nihugi Avelos. What happens if a person is an Avel? So the Gemara tells us that that individual, Eino Noheg Avelus Soberegel, there isn't Avelus Anyantiv. The Gemara has a couple of possible cases. If you're talking about Avelus Dimeikara, that the person initially was an Avel Sutna, that's not true, because Asi Yesei Derabim, V'dachi Yesei Diachin, the mitzvah of Simcha Derabim takes precedence over the personal Chiyuv of Avelus. And if you're talking about, the Gemara says, Avelus Dehashta, that the person right now in Yantip becomes an Avel, so certainly, Lo Asi Yesei Diachin, the mitzvah of Avelus is not going to become Endocha the Yesei Derabim of the mitzvah of Simcha. Good? So that Gemara tells us that Simcha takes precedence over Avelus simply because of a mitzvah derabim as opposed to a mitzvah diyam. When you see that Gemara, the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yadav Mabeiks makes no reference whatsoever to Daraisa as opposed to Darabanan, but rather Yachid versus Rabim. So there are three possibilities in understanding why this should be so. Why is it that the Gemara only emphasizes Yachid versus Rabim, does not mention anything at all about whether we're dealing with the Din Daraisa or dealing with Din Darabanan? One possibility is the following, that both Chiyuvim the Gemara is discussing, the mitzvah of Simcha, as well as Chiyuvim Avelus, are both Min HaTorah. So obviously the Gemara is not going to stress that one is Daraisa, one is Darabanan. It's not true. Both are considered to be mitzvahs Daraisa, and therefore the Gemara has to come on to the distinction as being Rabim versus Yachid. The second possibility is that, no, that both are only mitzvos derabanan, but again, they're on the same plane. So, of course, the Gemara is not going to distinguish in terms of the thrust of the mitzvah daraisa versus derabanan. Both examples, simchas yantif as well as avelus, are only derabanan, and therefore the Gemara wants to know which mitzvah derabanan takes precedence over the other, and for that, the Gemara says rabim versus yachid. The other possibility, perhaps the greatest finish, is the following, that daraisa versus derabanan is irrelevant. Even if you'll tell me that Avelus is Daraisa, and even if you maintain that Simcha is only a Din Darabanan, still, a mitzvah derabim, derabanan, can take precedence over a mitzvah diyachid, Daraisa. And that's why the Gemara doesn't mention one Daraisa, one Darabanan, because even in the most extreme possibility, where you're dealing with a mitzvah Daraisa, still, a mitzvah derabim, the Rabbanan will take precedence over a mitzvah diyachid, even if that is Daraisa. These are 3 days that you have in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam maintains the first possibility that both halachos are Daraisa, the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, as well as Avelos. The Rambam writes in Perak Vav Hilchos Yantif explicitly, there's a mitzvah Daraisa of Issamachta Bechagech. The Gemara tells us in Sachim and Daf Kutes, one can fulfill that mitzvah in various ways. Everyone agrees it's a mitzvah in Amukha, so the way to pull the mitzvah of Simcha is through Hakrava Sakarbanos. One is Olaregel, one person eats the Sar Kodshim, the Sar Shlamim, that is the Kiyum of the Samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokev. What about the Zman Hazeh? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says in Psachim Daf Kuvtes, that Ein Simcha Elo B'Yayim. Is that a Din Daraisa, or is that a Din Darabana? So it's Mefurish in Rambam. That even Shar Minei Smachos, even Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's a mitzvah daraisa of Simcha. The Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, writes again that mitzvah sasei mihis avel ha-krovim. Avelus is a mitzvah daraisa as well. Interestingly, the Rambam there quotes the pasuk of Achalti Chatas Hayama. We discussed yesterday, Hayite Beni Hashem, that dialogue, that discussion of Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam quotes that pasuk of Avelus Daraisa. After all, when Aaron HaKohen was an Avel, so therefore, Achalti Chatas Hayam Hayita Beni Hashem, would it have been appropriate, Naizer Hashem, for me to eat the Sar Chodshim? Certainly not. So the Rambam writes that you see that there is Avelu Daraisa. If you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, the Rambam does not refer you to that Pasuk. The Rambam calls the Pasuk in Parshas Emor of La Itama, a Chiddush. The Rambam derives Avelu Daraisa from the Parsha of Tumas Kohanim. The fact that the Pasuk goes out of its way and allows a Kohen to Metamin Ameis, how can that be? That must tell you that Avelus is a din deraisa. Because after all, the Rambam's Chiddush is that Tumas Kohanim and Avelus go hand in hand. We discussed this in the very first year of the year. Now, the Rambam writes in Afosavo, Perat Bezal Afavav, Kama Chamura Mitzvah Avelus. Now, the Rambam says, I'll demonstrate to you how Chamur Avelus is, and what's the indicator, what's the Raya, that a Kohen is Mechal his Kedusha as a Kiyam Avelus. That's what the Rambam understands. That was the Chiddush of Slavetchik pointed out. That's why the Rambam must understand that Avelus and Tumas Kohanim is Dechuya as opposed to Hutra. No? Kama Chamura Mitzvah Avelus. So the Rambam writes a very great Kiddush. If the Pasuk goes out of its way and tells you that the Kohen is Metame, is Mechal, is Kedusha as an Avel, so it must be Avelus. It's a Dindaraisa. How otherwise can you understand the Halacha of Lo Yitama? It's a chova, even Bal Korcha, it's not just simply irishos. If you look, for example, in the Kesev Mishnah, there in the very beginning, of Chokosavdel, and you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lam and Zayin, the Kinasofrim, they discuss the fact that the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Achalti Chatas Hayom, and yet the Mina Mitzvahs the Rambam writes is based on the Pasuk, the Drasha of Lo Yitama. Good, but it's clear, the Rambam's Chiddush, that Simcha is a Dindaraisa, and Avelus is a Dindaraisa. So the Gemara is raising a critical issue. A person, Rahman al-Islam, is faced with this contradictory obligation on level of Daraisa. The mitzvah of Simcha, Chiyuv, Avelus, which one takes precedence? That the Gemara says that Asi mitzvah the Rabbim, the Dachi mitzvah the Yachim. If you look in the Tosos, in Moed Katnan, Daf Yedad Mabeis, Divra Maskel Asay, Tosos assumes the opposite Shita. Tosos writes that no Simchas HaRegel, Nami Drabon, the great Kiddush. That midaraisa, the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv, is only through Shalmei Simcha, Hakravas Akarbanos. Bizman Hazeh, that Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Psachim Nav Kuftes, in Simcha LeBiyayin, that is not just simply that Besar Kodshim is the mitzvah of the Mubchar. Simcha Bizman Hazeh is only a din Dirabah. Rambam also maintains that both are daraisa. No, Tosu says both are Dirabanan. Simcha is a din d'rabbanan mizman hazeh, and Avelus, that's Tosus Hashita, is only a din d'rabbanan. So therefore the Gemara is questioning when a person is faced with two mitzvahs d'rabbanan, Avelus and Simcha, which takes precedence. The mitzvah of Simcha, which is a mitzvah d'rabbanan d'rabim, takes precedence over the mitzvah d'rabbanan d'yachid of Avelus. What would a possible nafkamina be? Everyone agrees, as the Gemara says, Simcha takes precedence over Avelus. So if you look in the Rosh Hashanah Sugya in Simon Hay and the Tosos and Brachos and Daphne and the Zayin and Mabeis, the Ramas Mitzvah, they refer you to the Shita of Halachos Gedolos. Halachos Gedolos maintains, right, that Avelus is a Dindaraisa. And the reason that Simcha takes precedence over Avelus is because both are Dinim Daraisa and the Mitzvah, the Rabbim of Simcha, takes precedence over the mitzvah diyachid of Avelus. But what would happen in the following case? Misha meis lo meis biyantif afram. What happens on the last day of yantif? After all, the Gemara says in Beit and Davav, you have kfur, you can have Avelus, right? An yantif. So you have a kfur an yantif sheni shogalios, yisasku bo Yisrael. So what happens in such a case? The Bahag writes, in that instance, the mitzvah of simcha certainly is only mitzvah drabanan. The whole Kedusha Sayyam of Yantav Sheni Shogaliyos is only a din drabanan. So in that case, the mitzvah of Simcha is drabanan. But Avelus the Bahag writes, that's a din daraisa. So now you have a mitzvah daraisa of Avelus juxtaposed against the mitzvah of Simcha drabanan. So the Bahag writes that no hegbo Avelus. Here, forget about Yachid, forget about Rabin. Yachid and Rabin is fine and good. You're dealing with two chiyuvim that are on the same plane, daraisa drabanan. But in the case of Misha Meis Lameis Biyantav Afron, So now you have Simcha Drabban Avelos Deraisa. Avelos will absolutely take precedence over the mitzvah of Simcha. That's the Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos, and that's the Psak Halacha of the Mechaber, right, in Yeradei and Shin Sarites, and Sif Yud Gimel. And the Ramah disagrees. After all, according to the Bali Tosus, what do you mean Avelos is only a din, Drabbanon? So even the Antipachri, Antishena Shogolios, you're still faced with Simcha Drabbanon, but Avelos Drabbanon. And therefore now you can invoke the Chiddush of the Gemara that the mitzvah the Rabbim is dealt with the mitzvah the Yachid. Then you have the third possibility. That's the Chiddush of the Tosus and Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Mem Zayin in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, Rabbi Eliezer Shichra Avdullah Hashlim Olasar. How was he able to do so? Being a Shachir Evet, right? Isn't that an Issa Deraisa of La Olam Behem Tavodim? So the Gemara tells us that no, the Gemara Bracha says that Mitzvah the Rabbim Shani. Mitzvah the Rabbim Shani. So Tosus writes the following Chiddush. What Mitzvah the Rabbim are we referring to? The Kiyum of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So at best, that Kiyum, right, will be the Rabbanon. We've discussed in the past that perhaps Tefillah B'Tzibur is a Kiyum Daraisa, Avodas HaTzibur. A certain amount of chiyuv daraisa. So Tosus writes, here you're dealing with the mitzvah derabim, which is only din derabanan, tefillah betzibur. And yet, it's docha, the isser daraisa, the isser esay, of the olam bem tavoda. So Tosus writes, you see from the sugyan brachos an incredible chiddush, that a mitzvah derabim derabanan is docha mitzvah diyachid daraisa. And that's why the Gemara doesn't mention why Katan Daf Yadalad any reference to Daraisa versus Drabbanon. Because it doesn't matter. Even the most extreme case, where the mitzvah Drabim is Drabbanon, mitzvah Yachid is a din Daraisa, still assume that Asi mitzvah Drabim Vidochi mitzvah Yachid. So Tosus writes, even if you'll grant the givens, the position of Halakos Gedolos, that Simcha and Yantushin Shogolios, look, everyone agrees, it's only Drabbanon. But even if you maintain that Avelos is Daraisa, still the halach is the same. That the mitzvah of Simcha Derabim, which is only Drabanan, will be Doche, the mitzvah of the Chovas Avelos, even if you maintain that Avelos is Daraisa. So Tosus writes, you don't have to disagree with Halachos Gedolos in his premise that Avelos is only Din Drabanan. Even if you agree to that position, Avelos is Daraisa, still the Halachos Gedolos Shita would be very difficult. We would still assume that Avelos will be suspended by the mitzvah derabim of Simcha. How is it that Halachos Gedolos understands that Gemara? Brachos Daf Mem Zayin Beis, Rabbi Eliezer Shichra Avla Shlima La'asara. Tosus assumes a fantastic Yiddish. A mitzvah derabim derabanan can be docha mitzvah deraisa. Isn't it clear in the Gemara? Rabbi Eliezer Shichra Avla Shlima La'asara. How else could you understand that Gemara? So we've mentioned in the past, if you look in the Ran, right, in Gittin, and that's Sugin Daf Lamed Ches, it's found in the Chokhm Abeis, in the Daf Yarib, Dibur Maskol Kol, and you look in the Ramban, right, in Gittin, and Daf Lamed Ches Abeis, Dibur Maskol Ha, the Ran and the Ramban write the following Kiddush. They tell us that there's an Isser, right, of those Sechaneh, the Gemara of Hadazar and Daf Chok. And one of the drushes the Gemara has, is that you're not allowed to give, right, to an akum a matnas chinam. Lo sechan. So the Ran Rabban write the following issue. That iser obviously is only lo sechanim matnas chinam. You're doing it for purely generous or purely altruistic reasons. Literally, matnas chinam. The great chiddush that the Ran and the Ramban write is the same thing is true of La'olam Ben Tavoda. When is it that a person violates this Isser Esen of La'olam Ben Tavoda? If a person will free the Eved Knani for altruistic reasons, a person will feel that avdus is wrong, and he'll free the eved on those grounds. No, the pasuk says, "La'olam b'mtavoda." But let's assume the person's motivation is absolute self-interest. I need something, and the only way I can attain that end is by freeing this eved. I need the tefillah b'tzibur, and the only way I can attain that is by being mishachar this eved. Or, for example, let's assume I'm freeing the eved because there's another dilemma lahalacha. Let's say it's a chatzi of a chatzi ben chorin, heard the sugin gittin daf men aleph, where he can't marry anyone. He can't marry an eved, can't marry a shivcha. So kofnis rabu l'shachara. I'm not freeing this eved, right, because of altruistic concerns. I think that the avdus is wrong in principle. No, olam ben tavodu. I'm freeing him because the Torah says I must do so in order for him to make mitzvah proof or shevet. So that's the Chiddush L'Ran in the Ramban, that under those conditions you do not violate the Isser of Lo Abem Tavod. That's a great Chiddush. That means what the Gemara is saying in Barachos Naf Mem Zayin Git Naf Lent Lam Ches is the following Chiddush. It's not that the need for tefillah b'tzibur is doche the existing isur v'lo bem tavodu, but if you are freeing an eved the tzorech mitzvah, that is not a violation at all of v'lo bem tavodu. If you look, for example, at the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, it's found in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Hey. The language of the Ramban is the lo nishtacher oso b'chinam. That's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. The geder ha'yisur of Olam Bem Tavodu is you cannot unnecessarily free your Eved. That's the Isser. So if you're doing it for a legitimate Tzorech, in such a case, the Isser of Olam Bem Tavodu is not violated at all. If that's the case, and there's no Raya whatsoever of a mitzvah derabim derabanan being doche, then the Raisa. That sugin brachos is not working the Torah's techiya. Techiya always assumes you have two isurim that are in place. The question is, which one gives? It's not techiya at all. Under these conditions, the isur of olam tavodu is not violated whatsoever. There's a comment the Magen Avraham has. The Magen Avraham is found in Simin Samach in Sifkat Lamed. Magen Avraham writes that if you look in that sugin brachos and daf mem zayin beis, doesn't sound like that from the Shach of the Tariq, the Gemara. As I mentioned, the Gemara is found in two places. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches just simply says, Rabbi Lezer, Shichram Shalom Asara. How could he do so? What about Lomem Tavodo? The Gemara answers, Mitzvah Shani, period. That's it, that's the Sugya. I'm going to run points out, when you look in the Gemara Brachos, Nachem Zayin, the Gemara has a further Shach of the Tariq. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Shani? The Gemara says, isn't that a mitzvah babi aveira? What does mitzvah shani mean? I'm violating an isser to accomplish a mitzvah. That's stealing a lulav. That's mitzvah babi aveira. So the Gemara answers, in brachos nafim zayin, mitzvah derabim shani. Mitzvah derabim shani. So the Magen Avraham leaves is a tzarechi, and this is also what the Tur Yevin discusses. The very beginning of the Seches Chagiga, how do you understand the Shach of the Tari of the Gemara according to the Ran, according to the Ramban? It fits in beautifully with the Nusach of the Gemara, with the Girsan Gittin. The Gemara says, how was he able to feed the Eved Mitzvah Shani? What does that mean? The Tzorek Mitzvah, the Isser is not violated. Yeah, but the Gemara Brachos says, isn't this a Mitzvah Babi Aveira? Mitzvah Babi Aveira indicates, what do you mean? You have a Mitzvah, you have an Aveira. How do you know to say that the mitzvah takes precedence? Isn't that a mitzvah babi aveira? And the Gemara answers, mitzvah derabim shani. That under these conditions, yes. You can accommodate the mitzvah at the expense of the aveira. But that's the Magen Avraham Sa'ar. But if you look at least to the Girsan Brachos, it sounds like the Isser is bimkomo emi, and working with the Dechiyah. And the Gemara has to demonstrate that this mitzvah, right, outweighs the Isser. Right. According to the Ran, according to the Ramban, it should not be true whatsoever. The Gemara should simply say, that's not a mitzvah babi avera because this is never violated under these conditions. This is one nafkamina as to whether Avelus is Daraisa Drabana. That case of Halachas Gedolos will seem very crucial for our sugya of the possibility of Avelus and Yantushani Shagonis. Is there any other possible nafkamina as to Avelus Daraisa, Avelus Drabana? I'll mention one more before we get to the thrust of the sugya of Halachas Gedolos. The Mishnah tells us, we discussed yesterday in Brachos Daf Yizayin Amud Beis, that Misha Meisa Mutu Lepana, Bote Min HaKriya Shema, Min HaTfila, Min HaTfilin, Umi Kol HaMitzvos Amuros Lepana. A person in that state, Misha Meisa Mutu Lepana, exempt from Mitzvos HaSeh. Somewhat difficult that the Mishnah includes Tfilin as an example. That's why the Kivegers are. You get the impression that the reason this individual is exempt from the mitzvah is simply because Misha Meisa Mutu Lefanav. Let's say Rashi Shita. Misha Meisa Mutu Lefanav is because of Osek in mitzvah, Potem in mitzvah. He's Osek in the Kfur, he's exempt. What about as soon as the Kfur is already complete? Of course he's Chayim. The Kfur is in the afternoon, he's exempt from Shachris, he has to go to Mincha now. Misha Meisa Mutu Lefanav is only on a Kfura. Is that true when it comes to tefillin? A person in the state of Aninus or Misha Meis Mutu Lefanav is exempt from tefillin because of Osek Mitzvah, Patman Mitzvah. That's not true. The Gemara says earlier in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, tefillin is a completely separate halacha. The Gemara says the name of Rav that an Avil is Chayiv Mitzvahs, Chutz Minat Tefillin. Why is that true? Because in Yechezkel, in Perach Chav Dalid, tefillin is referred to as a pe'er. Pe'er chachavu shalecha. And it's inappropriate for an avdel, the Yom Rishon, to adorn himself with the tefillin which is called the pe'er. Tefillin is not just simply Yosek Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah. Perach chachavu shalecha. L'may nafkamina, huge nafkamina. The Torah of Misha Meisa Mutu Lefanav, whatever it is, Osek B'mitzvah, we saw the Yerushalmi and Tosus, Kvod HaMeis, that's only on HaKfura. The Halacha of Tefillin is Avol B'Yom Rishon, even after HaKfura. It's one in the afternoon, now the Avol Davin's Minchi doesn't put on Tefillin. There's no longer Osek B'mitzvah, Potem HaMitzvah. That's a completely separate Halacha. So Rabbi Kivager again is bothered by why the Mishnah calls all these cases Kriyashma Tefillah Tefillin. No, Tefillin is a separate halakha entirely. But an Avol B'Yom Rishon is exempt from Tefillin. That's what the Machaber writes in Siman Lamed Ches, Nachos Tefillin. Avol B'Yom Rishon Asur Haniyah Tefillin. The Machaber writes in Tefillah Achar HaKfura. Nothing to do with Osek B'Mitzvah Potem HaMitzvah. Very important issue. The fact that an Avel does not put on Tefillin B'Yom Rishon, is that at all dependent on Avelus Daraisa, Avelus Drabanan? What's so special about Yom Rishon? According to the Sheet of the Bahag, according to the Sheet of the Rambam, you can have all Shtikl Torah. Why is it true that an Avel is Asur Manachas Tefillin Yom Rishon? Because Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. According to Tosas that Avelus is Darabanan, certainly not. But according to the Rambam and Halachos Gedolos, not coincidental that there's Nisra Benachas Tefillin B'Yom Rishon and Avelus Daraisa is Yom Rishon. In fact, that point in the Kinas Ofrim writes, Enochinami, the Rambam's Makor of Avelus Daraisa comes from Lo Yitamach. If a Kohen is Mechal, his Kedusha. So it must be Avelus Daraisa. But for how long? What is Avelus Daraisa? So that's the Kinas Ofrim writes, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Achalti Chatos Hayom. That's the Pasuk. When the Rambam tells the Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, so he refers you to the Pasuk in Shmini, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. Not everything is Daraisa. Not Shiva, not Shloshim. Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. See, if this is true, So now there is a possible nafkamina. What would the nafkamina be? Whether an aval puts on tefillin? Certainly not. It's clear in the Gemara. An aval is not put on tefillin. That's not a nafkamina. But if you assume, according to the Rambam, Halachos Gedolos, that's a function of Avedos Daraisa, so now the following Kiddush will be also very important for our Gemara. When is it that Avedos Termishon is Daraisa? The Rambam tells us that's only if it's Nisu Kfura Bosa Hayom. That's Avedos Termishon Daraisa. Avedos Yom Nisa. Let's assume there's a lapse of time. The Misa is on day one, and the Kura is on day two. Then the Rambam writes Avela, there's only a din, the Rabbanan. This is the Chiddush known of the sheet of the Maharitats. Maharitats writes the following, that according to Rambam, according to Bahav, the Ptur of Yom Rishon, comes Nachas Tefillin, is a function of Avela's Daraisa. And Bamed, Varam Amurim, only if it's Misa Kfur Bosa Hayom. If the Misa is in day one and the Kfur is in day two, now what are you left with? Well, now you're only left with the Ptur of Nishameis Temutu Lefanam, Vosik the Misa Potaminitz for Kvod HaMeis. And in Afinam, the sheet of the Maritats is that if it's not Misa Kfur Bosa Hayom, now an Avel must put on tefillin Lacha HaKfurah. That's what the Chayyadim writes in Klal Yudalid, that one should put on tefillin in that situation without a bracha. Because of this possibility. According to Shita Maritats, you can understand as well why the Mishnah mentions tefillin as the halacha bisha mesim utalafano. Sometimes, and hanochas tefillin is categorically irrespective of bisha mesim utalafano. However, if you have a case with Misa Kfura on two different days, then the Ptur is Misha Misa Mutulafana, like the Ptur when it comes to Shar Mitzvahs. Or one could argue, Rabbi Kveger has another suggestion. Let's say on Chol HaMoed. Let's assume, for example, on Yom Tov. What's the Ptur of an Achas Tefillin? A person puts on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. What happens if it's a case of Avelus on Chol HaMoed? As we're going to learn, no, there's no full avelus on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, why is there a ptur of an achas tefillin? That's only a function of mishameisim utalafana. So you can have cases where even the ptur of tefillin is only because of mishameisim utalafana. Either according to Chiddush and the Maritats, the two different days, or else let's assume if there is an achas tefillin on Chol HaMoed, in a Chol HaMoed case. Whether the Torah is not avelus, the avelus is not going to kick in until afterwards. That's simply because of an osek mitzvah. And that would only extend ad hakfura and not lachar hakfura. This is only true if you hold avelus deraisa. If you hold avelus is derabana, there's no room for that distinction. Avelus is derabana, whether misu kfura bosiyom or whether it's on two different days. And therefore this halacha of avel, osir banachas tefillin, would be true beyond Rishon irrespective of whether the Ptira and the Kfura was Voseyom or whether it's not. That's a further difference. It's Avelos Daraisa, Avelos Drabana. So again, Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos. Avelos Daraisa is Docha Yantiv Sheni Drabana. It's a simple question. What do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara assumes that once the Shivus Mishtar Chal, so in such a case that's it, there's no longer any possibility of Avelos preempting Simcha. Why is that true? The only reason generally that Simcha will take precedence over Avelos is because they're both on the same plane. But if you have a case where Avelos is Daraisa, and Simcha is only Darabanan, Yom Tishrei Shavuos, of course Avelos will interrupt Simcha. So what about Nar Gemara? Good, Bobius Mitzvah. So now already the Simcha's Chosin Vakala kicks in. Yeah, but now you have your Kura. Now according to Halachos Gedolos, you have Avelos Daraisa. So why do we assume that the Avelus Daraisa is delayed? What do you mean? We should assume that Asi Avelus Daraisa, the Dach Yeshivas Yanishtid Rabbanan. If you hold like the Shita Satosis that Avelus is only Darabanan, good, everything is fine. Here you're dealing with Avelus, which is Darabanan, Simcha, which is only Darabanan, and once the Shivas Yanishtid kicks in, why should we assume that Avelus Darabanan should be Dach the Shivas Yanishtid Darabanan? According to Tosis, it's very good. But if you hold like Halachas Gedolos, it's very difficult. So if you look in the Rosh in Simon Hay, the Rosh quotes the Shita of Rabbi Meir Halevi and Rama, that you have to assume that Simchas Chasa is also a Daraisa. Just like Simchas Yantif is Daraisa, Avelus is Daraisa, who had Dinami? Who says that Simchas Chasan is only Din Rabbanan? The Rosh writes that Simchas Chasan also be Yom Rishon. Is it Din Daraisa? Where do you see that that's true, that there's a Yom Simcha? So the Rosh calls the Pasuk and Shir Shirim Perek Gimel, the Yom Chasan Asa, Yom Simchas Libo, there's a halacha of Yom Chasan Asa. That's not just simply that Chiddush Midivrei Navi. You see that there's a concept daraisa of simchas chasan v'kala, and therefore ain't nothing on me. The mitzvah of simcha daraisa will not be pushed aside because of Avelus daraisa. It's clear. You look in the Rosh, the Chiddush of the Rama, simchas chasan is a din daraisa, the Yom Rishon, and what's its makar? It's referred to in Shir HaShirim as Yom Chasan Asa. So if you look in Mishkanes Yaakov, in Yeridei, in Simen Ayin Hei, Mishkanes Yaakov has two ha'aretz. Number one is the following. One could argue the Simchas Chasan is a din daraisa, even without that pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Yom Chasan Asa, but based on pasuk in Chumash itself. The Gemara has in Chagiga, the Chesem Udbeis, the following chiddush: Minayin she'ein nosin nashim b'moed. How do you know you're not allowed to get married? Ani yantiv. Ani yantiv ibran chol moed. Marriage on Shabbos. The Mishnah in Beitz Adaf Lamed Vav. Gzeirat Rabbanan. Kinyanim on Shabbos. How do you know you can't get married on yantiv? The Gemara has the following drasha. V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. The simchas hayom has to be simchas haregel. V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. It's clear you take a look at the Tosas b'chagecha. This is a drasha. This is a drasha gemur daraisa. This is not just an asmacht of ein marbim simcha b'simcha. Tosas assumes this is a drasha gemur. Shmos Yaakov points out, if this is a drasha gemura, you see that the simchas chosin v'kala is a din daraisa. Ad kerei kach that the pasuk has to tell you v'samachta v'chagecha, and it will be a din daraisa of ein osin hashem b'moed, even on chol hamoed. So you have a concept of yom chasan asa is a din daraisa. Then the Shmos Yaakov goes a step further. He quotes the Gemara in Moikotin and Daf Zayin Amud Beis. When the Torah describes Rias Nigoin, the Kohen will go ahead and examine the Nega and make the determination, yes Saras, no Saras. The Pasuk says, Yom Heiraos Bo. On the day, right, that the Kohen, right, will examine the Nega. What does that mean? So the Gemara has the following drasha, that yesh yom shavta roabo, there are certain days that yes, the Kohen examines Negoim, the yesh yom shavta roabo, and there are other days that not. He pointed out in the past a great chiddush of Negoim. No. The existence of the tzaras does not create the tumah. That's true when it comes to other tumahs. No. you have a mace. The tomb is automatic. You have some kind of suffix, whether this is an oil or it's not oil. Good, so you'll ask a shayla. But that psak halacha is not going to make or break the tuma. No, all the psak halacha is mevarer. Yes, no. That's not true when it comes to tumas negayim. That's a very great kiddush, no? The psak halacha of the kohen creates the tuma. What are the two possibilities? Right? Is the bais, or is the person, or is the beged tahar? And let's leave it that way. Or is the bais, or is the person, the beged tahar? But there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv, a coming upon the kohen to declare, to create the tuma. Now those are the two tzedadim. We discussed in the past a great kiddush that perhaps this is not called a suffix tuma. This is called a suffix of isur v'hetzer. No, suffix tuma means the two tzedadim are tamei tahar. This is not tamei and tahar. Everybody agrees that tahar. The kohen does you the favor. He says to you, "I'm about to declare this as a bayis amanuga. You know, finos abayis. Get all your kelim out, because right now the bayis is tahar, but in a moment, right, I'm going to declare it as a bayis amanuga." Great kiddush. Now the tumas negayim is dependent on the tzivui hakohen. So the Gemara says, "Moik katnav zayin abayis." It's a pretty great kiddush. There are certain days that a kohen is obligated to do so. And there's certain days shiatarabo that a kohen doesn't do so. Kohen has certain days off. No. So what's a day off? What happens if chasan shenolev on ega? What happens if a chasan has an ega? So the Gemara says nosni lo zayin yimei hamishta lo lebeso luksuso. You're going to share the simchas chasan v'kala. Right? They've been working such a long time to build this house, everything fine. Now you're going to declare the bayis hamanuga. No? So that's now kovei rosbo. The Gemara says the same thing as shubah regel. Simchas regel does not allow for the kohen to declare it as the bayis hamanuga. The Gemara says halach lemaisa, it's a din d'oraisa. The same thing is true when it comes to shivas yom mishneh. So Mishnas Yaakov writes, apparently you see, right, this is the pasuk of yom rosbo. That this is a din daraisa. This is a great kiddush. Not only yom chasunasa. This is a din daraisa of shivis yimei hamishneh. Mishnah kiddush. Mishnah Yaakov writes. Doesn't think this is just simply a din derabanan. So one possibility. Why it is that the avelus is suspended? Is Tosus or Shita Avelus is Drabana? If you hold like Halachas Gedolos, a problem, a further possibility, no, the Chiddush of Rosh, then you have to assume that Simchas Chasan V'Kal is a Din Daraisa. So again, you have two Din Daraisa. What's a further possibility? If you look in Shita Mekubetza, it's Diramaskal Uboel, the name of the Rashva, he writes, L'divrei Haga'onim, Lo Kovrulei, Ad l'machar. Unbelievable. Who says the kfur is immediate? The Gemara says that Bobius mitzvah parish. And when does the kfur take place? Shita Kubetzis writes a great chiddush. According to the Gonim, the kfur should not, cannot take place today. It'll defeat the whole purpose. If you're going to have misu kfur abosu hayom, now the Vedas will disrupt the Simchas Chasan V'Kala. So Shita Kubetzis writes, according to the Gaonim, you have to wait until tomorrow to reduce the Chiyuv Avelus to a Din D'Rabbanan, and then Yachin Ami. Why should the Mitzvah D'Rabban Avelus be Doche the Din D'Rabbanan of Simchas Chasan V'Kala? And then Shita Kubetzis goes a step further, name of the Rashba, that the fact that Rashi throws in that extra word, Rashi in the top of the Avdalim and Aleph, Vikra Sameis Miyad. What is Rashi telling Miyad? Lafuke is such a possibility. That the Kfur should be done immediately. After all, there's Nisra of Halana Sameis. And therefore, Shita writes, you see, according to Rashi, Shita Avelus is Drabanan, even if it's Misu Kfur Bosayom. That's the Kiddush of Rashi. You must do the Kfur now, and even if you do the Kfur now, the avelus only kick in after the conclusion of Shivas Yimei Mishneh. Shidduch Bektos goes a step further. Good, we understand. If you want the Shivas Mei HaMishteh to continue, you have to somehow knock the Avelos down to a Din D'Rabbanan. So I'll tell you how to do it. Halanas HaMeis. Yeah, but isn't that Nisa D'Araisa? If that should happen, you're right. Avelos Mei Din D'Rabbanan. But are you allowed to do so? There's an Nisa of Halanas HaMeis. So Shidduch Kibetzos writes a further Kiddush. Then is that a categorical Isser? Helinu l'chvodo is mutter. One is allowed to delay burial for the purpose of Kvod Hameis. Very great Kiddush. We pointed out before Sukkot. Now this was one of the examples we gave of Doshin and Taim and Dekra, when the Tam is Mefurish Bekra. The Pasuk says, what's wrong with Halanas HaMeis? Terrible. Kikilas Elokim Kal Talui. It's a bizayon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a bizayon to the mace. What happens if it's not a bizayon? What if the reason for the burial is Mishum Kvod HaMeis? The Mishnah tells us one is allowed to do so. So Shidduch Kibetzos writes, a chiddush al gabi chiddush. This is called Kvod HaMeis. Why is it called Kvod HaMeis? What's the other option? Yizbaze b'no b'yom chasunasa. You're going to disrupt the whole wedding of his son. You're going to insist that Avelos be chal right now. He'd ask the father, what is his desire? He would tell you, look, let's figure out a way to maintain the Shivas HaMishteh and subsequently to have Avelos. A great Kiddush. That Al-Pedin is called Kvod HaMeis, and therefore there's no Isra of Halanas HaMeis, and therefore that allows this possibility. Well, that's the Kiddush. Shidduch Kibetzos, that's the name of the Rosh. Any other possibility according to Lachos Gedolos? And either Yom Chasnasa Din D'Araisa, either no, you have to see to it that Avelos Levi Din Rabbanon. What about a further possibility? So if you look in Shitma Kobetzes, the Ramasko Leboel, Shitma Kobetzes writes the following Kiddush. Yesh Koach, Be'ad Chachamim, Lachar Dovim, in the Torah. This is a extenuating circumstance. Everything is there, the food, the tachshitim, avim shalchas, nimo shalkala. The chum have a right. The vakira, stop him and not tell you. Say nothing on me. That's how lachos goes. We understand our Gemara. This is an example of yesh ko afiyah hacham and lachor, stop him and not tell you, the shev al-tasa. May nothing on me. All things being equal, we never say such a thing. But because of these extreme conditions, the Chachamim will invoke Akira Stofman HaTorah, the Sheva Dasa. That's the Shidduch Kibetzos. If you look in the Ran, Aleph Madeis Adap Yarif, the Ramaskim Umeis, same Kiddush. Bezdin Mastin Lakar Dovman HaTorah, the Sheva Dasa. Good. And then the Ran adds the following line. And therefore, well, the fee's there. Here is Avraham HaTorah. Eino royali hisasot bedvarm shel simcha. So therefore, it's inappropriate for the Avel to actively engage in simcha on this day. Kol osahiyom, after all, Avelos is daraisa. Ela she eino chayi lasos maisa shel Avelos. V'hainu sheva al-taseh. Unbelievable. The Ran writes, this is an example of Akira Sarvim HaTorah. But Akira Sarvim HaTorah, the Ran writes, is only sheva al-taseh, not bakum v'asei. So where does that leave us? So the Ran writes, so some things yes, some things no. Simcha bakum v'asei, you have to avoid. Unbelievable. But the sheva al-taseh, Yesh koach, b'yad chachamim. Wow, it's pretty incredible, no? What does that mean? If you take a look at the Shach, right, in Yeridei, in Shin Mem Beis, Sivkot and Dalet, he refers you to Aran, and he assumes, for example, according to the Aran, that Gihutz or Tispores are Aser, that's Kumbesei. So on this day, the person does not have active nihugi avelos, but he's not allowed to blatantly bekum vesei violate avelos. So therefore, tisporis, cutting his hair, is going to be usur on this day. Or gihutz, laundering, is going to be usur on this day. Unbelievable. That's the split of the run. If it's working b'toras yesh koach b'yad chachamim, say nachin ami. Now you have to distinguish between nihugi avelos pekum v'asein sheval tase, and on that day he has to refrain from those activities which pekum v'asei will violate his avelos. Wow. You look in the Lech Mishnah. Lech Mishnah, the very beginning of Hilchos Avot. Lech Mishnah is bothered by the problem that we discussed yesterday. If you assume that the Surah Avelos apply even Baninos, that means that right now there's Nisra Tashmish Anito. So how in the world can the Gemara say Vol binas mitzvah parish? So we had a couple of possibilities. One possibility that it's Geis, the Rambam Shita, that there is no Isra Tasha Shemitah right here and now. The other possibility, Chiddush the Ritva, right, similar to Lach of Nisyash Milakovra. Any other possibility? So if you look in the Lechem Mishnah mamash raises this issue. If you should assume Nihu Geav able to supply even Baninos, so how do you understand the Gemara of Bo Bilas Mitzvah Barish? So you know what the Lechem Mishnah answers? The Ran. It says, take a look at our Ran. What exactly does the Mishnah mean? The Rav who says, "Nu yesh koach b'yad chacham l'chadav min haTorah." Enochin ami, there is an Isra Tashmish Amita, but the Chacham suspended Isra Tashmish Amita. And the Gilyan Marsha, Rav Shlomo Eger, here in the back of the Gemara, first of this Lech Mishnah, and in line in the Gemara, Bo Mitzvos Bari, she tells you, take a look at Lech Mishnah. What's the heter for this be to take place? So he writes the Ran. What exactly does he mean by the Ran? See, the Shita Mekubet says, right, Yesh Koach B'Yacham L'Kadav Min HaTorah, period. Okay, but the Ran goes a step further. Yesh Koach B'Yacham L'Kadav Min HaTorah only B'Shev Al Taseh, which means Shev Al Taseh. Which means Shev Al Taseh. Meaning what? That you can't actively engage in anything which is forbidden during this time, but you don't have to actively act as an avel either. Tashmish Amita is called what? Kum v'esei or shev al tase? Boshub shav, that shav, that's called kum v'esei. That would not be a justification of bo b'yos mishu parish, not the Ran. You want to quote the Shita Mekubetzes, good. One could suggest in Shita Mekubetzes, Yesh koach b'yad chachamim means the chachamim have a right to suspend avelos categorically. The Ran does not assume that that's true. The Ran assumes some aspects yes, some aspects no. Shach writes that means that you cannot actively do that which is forbidden. Giyutz tisporas. See, following harder in the Ran. The Ran writes the difference between kumvasei and shev al taseh. What example does the Ran give you? It's also somewhat difficult, no? The Ran writes that, what is the examples of kum v'asei? Misasek b'dvarm shel simcha. And what is the shev al taseh? Eino chayv lasos maisa shel avelos. What exactly is the Ran referring to? See, the Shach assumes that any activity which is forbidden, washing, laundering, cutting your hair, all that's aser. The commission apparently assumed that's not what the kavan of the Ran was. No, the Ran says that ain't rightly he's aser bedvaran shel simcha. No? Simcha, beis hamishkaos, a great simcha, partying, that's the aser. The commission seems to assume that according to the Shita Saran, pretty great Kiddush, the Tashmish Shamit would be mutter. Boshev shot against the Shach completely. The Shach writes simply, Sheva Tasa versus Kumnesei. See, according to the Shach, the Ran didn't have to say that Ein Rodi Hisasek the Dvarm Shal Simcha. The Ran could have said that Ein Rodi Hisasek, right, the kibbutz of the gilts of the tisbores, could have mentioned everything. In fact, you could ask the other question: what is it that the Ran allows? No, you can't do any of those activities in Aval Ken. So what is it that is the Sheva Al Tasa? He doesn't have to kriya. Now, commission learns the following kiddush within the Shita Saran. That perhaps in Achinami, the Nihugi Avelus do not apply. That's what the Ran called Maisa Shal Avelus. It's just overt, outright simcha. That in Achinami, a person should in fact avoid doing. Why is this Ran such a great Kiddush? Because the Ran writes, Yeshkal B'yarchem La'atavar Kav Sheva Al Tasa. That's not a Kiddush, that's the Gemara Nivamos Nafzanim Abeis. What's the Kiddush? So that means you have to look and see what is considered to be Kum Vesei, what is considered to be Sheva Al Tasa. That's some Poshev Shalik Tashah. So anything actively has to avoid. Anything which is passive? Good. Is that really true? Does that principle of Yesh Kol Piyat Cham Lakadarov Mer Sheva Al Tasa, does that really depend on Kum Vesei versus Sheva Al Tasa? What's the other possibility? The Gemara says Kum Vesei. You know what the other possibility is? It's very simply the following. What are all the examples of Yesh Kol Yachom Lach Dov Min HaTorah? The Gemara Yivam HaSav Tzadim HaBeis. Sadin B'titzis, Shofar, Lulav. I would have told you something very simple. You know what Yesh Kol Yachom Lach Dov Min HaTorah Sheva Tasa means? The Chachamim have a right to tell you to let a mitzvah say remain unfulfilled. Don't fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. Don't fulfill the mitzvah of lulav. Don't fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. But they have no right to tell you to violate an iser lav. That can only be mamash, the Migdal Milsa as al rasha. But as a halacha l'doros, the Chacham have a right to tell you, right, to tie our hands, do not fulfill a mitzvah sasei. The halacha of Yesh Kol Piyat Chachamim, is that dependent on Sheva Al Tasa Kum Vesei? Or is that dependent on Esei versus Lo Sasei? This could very well depend on Rav Yochanan's Chakir of Yarek Vayavla that we'll mention soon. Paul Shabshara will tell you the following. It's a function of Esei versus Lo Sasei, no? The Chum have a right to tell you don't fulfill a mitzvah. They cannot tell you to violate an Avera. If that's true, one could suggest very simply the following. Good, Avelus is a Dindaraisa. What Dindaraisa? It's an Lausa Seidaraisa of Avelus. Even the Rambam Shita. Mitzvah Sesei Li Yisavala Krovin. Either lo yitama, hein hikravti hayom. It's not a los essay. It's an essay. The Chum have a right to tell you, do not fulfill the kiyum essay. It's ein achinami. Right? One cannot wash, right? If an ova will wash, if an ova will engage in tashmish shamita, if an ova will engage in tisporis, right? That activity will mean that he is not fulfilling the essay of Avelos. But maybe the Chum have a right categorically to say that. Yesh korach b'yad Chum lakar mitzvah saseh. Of course the Gemara uses such terminology, because in almost all examples, right, violating an essay will be shev al taseh, and breaching an essay will be kum essay. You have certain exceptions. The Baal Hamor writes in Shmuel, no, the Losa say of like shirks of Sonora. What's the lav? The husband cannot diminish. Wow, that's a lav de kumvese. Right? Right? It's chiddush, no? He'll violate the Losa say by sitting back and doing nothing. Well, those are unusual circumstances. Normally speaking, the law requires kum v'aseh. Where do you see this issue? Explicit in the Rishonim. That's the top Tosus in Yevam HaSedev Tzadim Rabbeinus. Tosus is bothered by the following question. Sad in Betzitzis, that's an example of a Kiras Derev HaNator B'Sheva Al-Tasim. We're afraid if a person has linen garment, he may think he has tcheles. He'll put wool tzitzis on his linen garment, and he'll end up violating the issur d'oraisa of kilayim, because what he has is not real tcheles. So the Chachamim declared sad in betzitzis, you have a linen garment, wear it, right, without any tzitzis. The Gemara says that's an example of yesh koach b'yadcham l'akadur matur b'sheva al-tasa. Wearing the garment without tzitzis, that's called shev al tasa. Tosus is bothered. And what about the sugi and bracha stuff? Yitesna based on chacham and adam. The Gemara says kvod habrios. That's another example. That's dochi suri drabanan. And what about isuri daraisa? It's dochi suri daraisa b'shev al tasa b'nat b'kum v'esein. So if a person is walking to be makif his Korban Pesach and he sees there's a meis mitzvah, so even if he involved himself in a meis mitzvah, cannot offer the Korban Pesach, nonetheless that's alright. That's what the person should do. Kvod HaBrios, Puros HaMeis, is Doch HaDin D'Araisa B'Shev Al Taaseh. But what happens if a person is wearing a beged of kilayim bashuk and that's all he has, and removing that beged would be a terrible breach of kvod habrios? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Kvod habrios cannot be doch in issur d'oraisa b'kum v'aseh. So therefore, poshto afilu bashuk. The person has to remove the beged of shatnez immediately. So Tosus is very bothered by the following kasha. Why is it that wearing the beged in tzitzis, that is called shev al taseh? And why is wearing a beged of kilayim called kum v'aseh? Mamash hainu hach, no? Wearing a beged, is that called shev al taseh kum v'aseh? So when it comes to tzitzis, the Gemara calls that shev al taseh. When it comes to kilayim, the Gemara calls that kum v'aseh. Why? That's Tosus' kasha. Tosus gives an unbelievable tenets. Tosus writes, when it comes to kilayim, the pasuk says, lo silba shatnas. That means it's an isra levisha. Levisha is kumvese. What about when it comes to tzitzis? Tosus writes a pretty interesting fiddish. The pasuk says that what do you chayiv to do when it comes to tzitzis? Ksuscha. What does ksuscha mean? Tosus writes a chiddish. Mashma shata mechusa b'kvar. The chiyuv of tzitzis is only chal after the beged is already on you, after it's already worn. Unbelievable, Tosa says. The iser of kilayim is b'shas levisha. That's called kum v'asei, lo sul b'shatnes. The chiyuv of tzitzis is only shata mechusa b'kvar. That's already shev al tasa. Pretty unbelievable, Tosus is doing. Tosus is bothered. What's the brach when you put on a talis? Lis atef betzitzis. Doesn't that sound like it's a maisel of isha? Not just simply pshat mechusa b'kfar. So take a look at the Shagasari in Simon Lamed Beis. Shagasari writes, I'll tell you the simple terrors, this kasha of Tosus. Now what's Tosus talking about? Sittis is a mitzvah sasein. And kilayim is an isvelos sasein. Yesh koach biyad chachamim, or kvod habrios, means that under those conditions a person can allow a mitzvah sasein to remain unfulfilled. Chachamim can tell you, don't do a mitzvah sasein. Chachamim cannot tell you to violate the law of shatnez. Isn't that the obvious teretz? What do you see according to Tosus? Apparently not. It's not dependent on essay versus los essay, but rather it's dependent on kumb essay versus sheval tasa. And that's why Tosus is bothered. In both cases, you're donning a beged. That should either be called kumb essay, that should either be called sheval tasa in both cases. How do you distinguish? It also comes up with this fascinating finish. Tosus does not give the simple terence, essay versus los essay. So take a look in the Kobetz Aras, right, the piece of Rabbi Chanan, right, the Pirush Nivamos, the Simen Samachas, right, the beautiful Chiddush that he writes, and explaining this Machlokas. How do you understand this, Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim? Poshu Pshat, this Chiddush of Tosus is Aran. The fact that Avelus is an essay, that does not justify Akiras Avraham HaTorah. Akiras Avraham HaTorah can only be justified by Shev HaTaseh. So then the Ran goes through the next step and tells us, now you have to sort out all aspects of Avelus, and you have to label what is called Kumvesei, what is called Shev HaTaseh, with a pretty incredible Psak Halacha, that this person who's the chassan, the yom rishon of Avelos, some things are going to be okay and some things are going to be forbidden. Whatever's b'shev al tasa, let go. And that ha'ara, that detail, right, with the shach and the chemishner, what exactly does the Ran mean by shev al tasa? But something which is b'kum v'esei, either mamish, simcha, or maybe even nihuge Avelos, that enochinami, that will remain forbidden. The Ran's distinction clearly is assuming like Tosin's, that everything is a function of kum v'esei as opposed to shev al tasa. Why should you say it's dependent on shev al tasa? What was the svara of Esther Karkol HaMaisa? Of Ochanan's Chiddush? The Chol HaTorah Kul Pikuach Nefesh is dochen. Here what's the halacha? No dechiyah. No dechiyah. What happens when there's no dechiyah? Ein dochen zeh zeh. So that's what the Gemara tells us. Nerev Daf Kuf. Shev al tasa adish. Maybe one can suggest the same kiddush here. When you're dealing with the midah derishus, the chacham have a right to make mitzvos drabanan, gzeros drabanan. Terrific. When you're dealing with akira stuff in the Torah, pretty fascinating possibility. We have a pretty terrible dilemma now. Well, the Torah tells us to do A, right? But the Torah also tells us, Mitzli Yishmol Adivei Chachamim, we're telling us to do B. What do you do when they're running in opposite directions? What do you do when you have a mitzvah that's pushing you this way, and you have a Mitzli Yishmol Adivei Chachamim pushing you that way? And whenever you have, right, those opposing concerns, Sheva Tasadi. Yesh koach v'yad chacham la'kadov min ha'Torah b'shev al tasa. It's not the chachamim have a right categorically to. The concern of the chachamim is sufficient to create a dilemma of ein dochen zeh tachazeh. And whatever you do when you're faced with such a dilemma, is shev al tasa adiv. So the same isser of gili arayas, right, will be asser b'kum v'esei, but mutter b'shev al tasa. Here, the same concept of Avemus Daraisa. Some aspects Bekum Asir will be Asir, some aspects of Sheva Pas will be Mutter. Or do you assume that's not true? Yesh Koach Yerchal means when it comes to an essay, by virtue of the fact that an essay is so relatively kal compared to an Nisalos essay, the Chum have a right to uproot the mitzvah, categorically. Not just simply a Sheva al Tasadi. Take a look at that piece, Rabbi Chana. That's the Kiddush of the Tosas. We discussed another aspect of the Tosas. Last year, another Sugin Beit and Chesim Beis. What's the whole source of Esid HaChalos essay? Kilayim Mitzitzis. And the Gemara writes in Beit and Chesim Beis that Esid HaChalos essay only works when the essay and Los essay are simultaneous, Be'idna. And now you have Tosas is a great Kiddush, but that's not really true. The Isra of Kilayim is violated immediately, and the key of mitzvah tzitzis is only subsequently. You see a pretty great Kiddush then, according to Tosos. That al-Kiddin is called the idna, even though that both chiyuvim are not exactly chabavas achas. It's also a pretty great Kiddush. We'll have to discuss these aspects tomorrow. Okay, so take a look at the Kiddush from Chanan, then take a look at the Rambam. Right? I mentioned yesterday, what's wrong with overlapping Avelos and Simcha? It can never be. That's not true. Right? Take a look. The Gonim allow the two to overlap. So when do we allow an overlap of Simcha and Avelos? When do we assume that's not true? Like in our sugya, first Simcha, followed by Avelos. Okay, we'll pick up.